with the limitations that you have chosen to impose on yourself, on all of yourselves. You give yourself a great deal of freedom to experiment and try out different things in different arenas that you would not wish to do. Did you know that that person you were doing it to, how they're thinking, how are they feeling, what their inner heart is? You would not wish to do these things. But, again, this is free will. Everyone has chosen to be in this arena. It is not forced on anyone. Everyone has chosen to be here. Everyone has a purpose for being here. Everyone has, you could say, their little notebook of things that they wish to accomplish, both in a specific individual lifetime and over a course of many lifetimes. There are those who have one specific focus lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. There are those who dabble in this and dabble in that and dabble in the other. There is no right or wrong. This is just, again, your playground, your testing ground. It is up to each individual spirit. It would be contrary to what life itself is about and what life itself is to try to say that every flower must be identical to every other flower. Even within the same species, you have different manifestations of a given type of flower. And yet there are also thousands upon thousands of different types of flowers. Just so, there are, you could say, there are spirit families that are similar or very close. The individuals in them have the same kinds of interests, the same kinds of characteristics, the same kinds of personality traits, but each is an individual. Each is unique and irreplaceable, just as a given flower is. And then you have different spirit families. And you, if you wished to line them up so that this over here to the left is one family and next to it is one that's similar to it but a little different, and next to that second family is one that's similar to that one but a little different, eventually you will get very different spiritual families. Very different. So that if you were to take a member of the family on the furthest most left and a member of the family on the furthest most right and put them close to each other, they might have, if they weren't in spirit, if they were on this planet, they might have a very difficult time understanding each other. And this is the very crux of the matter of lack of peace. You have disparate human beings, spirits, and of course, you are not all neatly sorted along a line so that your neighbors are spiritually speaking or physically speaking, are the ones who are most like you. No, instead you have very different people all mixing in together. And of course, you do have some similarities physically located, but even then you have people who have immigrated or moved to your area, who are from different areas, who wear different clothing, who speak a different language or speak your language with an accent, or they eat interesting foods, or they like foods that you think are disgusting, and perhaps you eat things that they think are disgusting. the evolvement of the world has included a greater ability to move around, across cultural barriers, so that more and more people are mixing with those of unlike temperaments, unlike spiritual families. And this is to help people to become more accustomed to the idea that there are differences that are not harmful, or perhaps said better, that those differences are not harmful. The only harm that can come is when you decide that someone else is harmful because they are different, and that therefore you must inflict upon them whatever you think you need to do to stop them or to change them, because you cannot leave them alone. Now, that perhaps we could say is the crux of the matter. We would have peace if we could leave each other alone. But it is not as simple as that, because we must interact. One of the important spiritual lessons, which is often covered, and we have done that ourselves with this channel, is often covered under the umbrella of the topic or the word love, is simply getting along with others who are different from you, to the extent at least that you allow them to be themselves. So why would we not allow others to be themselves? Setting aside, and this is perhaps something we will address later this evening, setting aside someone who is actively trying to harm others, which is its own particular issue or topic. And by that we mean murderers, that kind of thing, or assassins. More, we are talking about the gentler types of harm, which can be criticism or ostracism. None of these really are truly gentle, no harm is, but at least it allows the person to continue living. Or other kinds of discrimination, prejudice, those kinds of things where we are saying you are other and therefore you are less than, or you are unacceptable in some way, and I am going to let you know that, and I am going to do things to you to try to make you not other. Fundamentally, the issue is in our own hearts, of course. It is in our own control, of course. It has to do with how comfortable are we with ourselves, and therefore with others. If we are not truly comfortable with ourselves, if there is something in us that we are not comfortable with, there are what you call psychological mechanisms that kick in a variety of different ways. One of them, of course, is the one that this planet is very fond of, which is denial. You deny that you are that thing or that you have that capability. And then, if you see it in some, and you detest it, and you deny it because you detest it, you detest it in yourself. If you see it in someone else, the level of detestation is magnified multiplied